And all the things you now do by radio, you can in a matter of moments travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Yeah. and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After the largest one-day drop in American stock market history, President Trump says he'll work with Congress on measures to ease the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. For example, a payroll tax cut.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
There are more than 700 coronavirus cases reported with 26 deaths in the U.S. There are Democratic Party primary contests in six states today. Joe Biden here at a rally in Michigan.
Every person has been knocked down, counted out, left behind. This is your campaign.
Bernie Sanders on Fox.
Our campaign is more than just the campaign. We are creating a multiracial, multigenerational political movement.
Tulsi Gabbard, the only other Democrat left in the race now. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and the soap. Oh, my God!
I love that.
The guy's name is Vic DiBattista.
Uh-huh.
We finally found who that is because he's the same guy that does the memorable bread and milk.
Bread and milk. Gotta eat the bread and milk.
Yeah. And I think he's kind of captured the insanity with that. It is 8 minutes after six. Did I feel rain this morning?
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
So, yeah, just enough rain to get my windshield wipers going this morning. Nothing widespread, but there is rain on the radar, and the best probability of rain is actually today and this evening into the afternoon hours. So we have the rain chances as high as, you know, like 60% today, scattered showers, high temperature up to about 73, so spring-like warmth. We were 74 yesterday. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. However, I have the probabilities fairly conservative at 40%. In other words, the better rain chances are north of us tomorrow with a high around 76. Ditto that for the rest of the week. I have to put the mention of rain in the forecast every day, but just between you and I, there are small mentions each day. So upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Risk of showers, sure, but widely scattered at best. Upper 70s to maybe teasing 80 on Saturday and upper 70s Sunday. Risk of some spotty showers around. I think the better chances might be on Sunday. Right now, a little bit of light rain falling. Calm winds. It's cloudy and 57 at 6:10 now. Last Wednesday, the rain was falling heavily, and I just around the corner from my house, I had an encounter with a telephone pole. I'm okay. The telephone pole, not so okay. The car, not so okay. So, you know, you start thinking, okay, 911, and here comes the cop. And he was a great officer. Oh, gosh, Corporal. Oh, I forgot his name. Anyway, and the tow truck driver was great, too. He had a busy morning. There were accidents all over town because of heavy rain. So I'm thinking, Montgomery Paint and Body. What's the number? What's the number to Montgomery Paint and Body? Oh yeah, 27 Rec with a W. You do their commercials all the time. You know, you should know the phone number. So I called. I got Brandon. Brandon Turner. Donnie's been, I think, out a couple of days on the sick list. But Brandon took care of me. And so I went out of town Thursday. He updated me. I went out on Friday. He updated me. Yesterday, he updated me on not only how much the total has been so far, but he gave me a projected date that I might have my car back. You know, it's going to be a while. That's what they do at Montgomery Paint and Body. So I've been going there for over 30 years, and here I am there again. And I know that that day when I get my car, it's not only going to be fixed right, it's going to be detailed, just like it came off the showroom floor. And that's the promise that they make at Montgomery Paint and Body. 27 Rec with the W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. They're taking care of me now. They'll take care of you. They are the people that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
What are you guys doing up so early?
This is insane. It's insane.
It's not insane. It's a job.
You call that a job?
A job?
It's not really a job. Job.
Okay, then.
What is it exactly that you do do?
I entertain
the masses.
The masses? Do I look like the masses?
Close enough.
Well, you best get the...
Being entertaining.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
It is 11 minutes after 6 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. I dropped a piece of jelly on the counter in the kitchen and put it right on my bread anyway, because I am Mr. Immune System, except for when I get bronchitis. I mean, this may be a morning maroon, it may not be. A longtime Alabama sheriff seeking a delay in a Monday theft trial wrongly claimed the officer was being tested for coronavirus. I guess you're supposed to take your word for it. Limestone County Sheriff Mike Blakely is set to go on trial on felony charges. His lawyers told a judge in a court document he was hospitalized and being tested for COVID-19. But testimony during a rare Saturday morning hearing showed the 69-year-old Blakely wasn't being tested for the illness. And now the judge has criticized the defense for making claims that could cause a public panic. Well, I mean, that's what the media is doing. That's their job. Let them cause the public panic. Yesterday, there's the conundrum possibilities.
I didn't get a chance to check CBS stocks did. Yesterday.
Oh, they went up.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're in great shape.
Okay, good.
The futures are good today, too.
I saw the futures up 1,000.
Yeah. Guess who we got coming up in the, I stuffed the William Tell.
Yeah.
With Menthol Meredith. And you know, she's got something to say about coronavirus.
Oh, is she up on that?
No? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's up on it. And that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. It is 6:13. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police opened a death investigation after a man was found shot and killed early Monday morning. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. No arrests have been made. Jury selection is underway for a man charged with killing three people during a robbery attempt. Keon Kane is facing three counts of capital murder for the death of Eddie Scott, Anthony Smith, and Al Benson at a Prattville barbershop in July 2017. Kane's co-defendant, Marty Morgan, pleaded guilty to capital murder last March. And after nearly 2 years under review, Montgomery Public Schools has regained full accreditation. Based on an updated report presented Monday, MPS has shown improvement in just about every area that needed improvement in 2018. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. The best in PRCA. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com. And switch to Janie King, the king of clean. For a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your new
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:15.
Over this coronavirus thing, but I personally think it's the best thing since sliced bologna. You see, I got a mean smoker's cough, and now when people hear me hacking, they just assume I'm more contagious than a piece of cruise ship sushi, and they get out of my way real fast. Just yesterday, I was in Walmart in a WWE-level smackdown over the last roll of toilet paper, and we was pulling hair and rolling around on the ground, but when I started hacking, she dropped that toilet paper faster than you can say COVID-19. And it don't only just work at Walmart. I walked into Waffle House Sunday, and there's a 20-minute wait. Well, a few later, and all the people waiting cleared out of there, and I was left to enjoy my value dollar T-bone in peace. So with this whole coronavirus thing, it's like the old saying goes, when life gives you communicable diseases, make lemonade. Something.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Seems like there's a growing problem with people having no filter, not knowing when to shut something off. So we have a woman at the drive-thru of Burger King demanding a refund. Problem is, the building was burning. Police were shouting at her to leave. She finally did pull a few feet away. Then she got out of her car and came back, trying to get the refund, even though the Burger King was still on fire.
Oh, no.
You're kidding me!
No. So obviously rocket science in this instance is reserved for the derisive context of the word. There's a bunch out there today. Later on in Animal Stories, find it about a lion on the loose that wasn't a lion.
Are you lying?
No. And if you have an animal story that you would like to include in that feature that runs around 7:45 every morning, mm-hmm. feel free to send it to me through Facebook or Greg Goodell at AOL.com. I know you've probably never heard of AOL. It's state of the art. It's brand new online email.
Great for drink coasters. Still use those for drink coasters, those CDs.
And we also have a special Dolly Parton song to celebrate her desire to pose for Playboy at 75. So that's coming up in the Cheap and Trashy later this hour. heading for Florida to celebrate Goose's birthday. And thanks to Lynn Bryan, we have a brand new No Really Wow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I love those.
This one stars Ben Affleck. In fact, we can set that up for play here in just a minute. At BryanJewelry.com, it's not only a place you can go and sign up and save $100 on your first purchase, $200 more. They have just the most amazing layout and selection of beautiful jewelry. They also have wish lists. I did not realize that Janelle had created a wish list, but Lynn Bryan did a little spying for me. So I'm bringing down a couple of items that I know she wants because it was on the wish list. Great way to let him know if there's something you're interested in, to just visit BryanJewelry.com and, you know, just let it be known that you were there. They can create something from scratch. So, you know, if you drive all over Alabama trying to luck into it, but if you want to just have it made, they can do that. That's what professional jewelers do, and that's what they've been doing for almost seven decades, back when Prattville was a tiny little town of a few thousand people. Now it's a thriving metropolis, and Bryan Jewelry has their own freestanding store at 1778 East Main. The website is incredible. Also very educational, I might add, too, plus that wish list feature. Go to BryanJewelry.com. 621, some light rain. I'm going to go down and see if there's still some light rain.
Okay.
No Really Wow, starring Ben Affleck, and then the timeline for the 10th of March coming up next.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge remains closed today. Keep that in mind. We are seeing some early traffic on the 31s into the city from Prattville, Wetumpka, Troy Highway, and on the Boulevard, a few cars here and there, some light congestion at a lot of the major intersections. That's about it. I-65 and 85 are moving the speed limit through downtown Montgomery with moderate traffic this morning. But as you know, it is about to get busy here in just a little bit. Enjoy the quietness out there right now and buckle up and drive carefully this morning. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 a month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents... No! Really? Wow!
Ben Affleck has a gorgeous new girlfriend.
No!
He's been rumored to be dating recent co-star and Cuban actor Ana de Armas.
Really?
And Ben Affleck is a mere 16 years older than his new squeeze.
Wow!
It's great to see a famous, rich, good-looking movie star like Ben Affleck finally find a date.
This has been... Really? Wow!
At 6:26 with the timeline for March the 10th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
70th day of the year, 296 days remain. On National Pack Your Lunch Day, we didn't have to pack a lunch. We got a great BLT this morning. It's wonderful. It's Middle Name Pride Day from Richard David to you, Gregory Benjamin.
Oh, thank you, Richard. What's your middle name, Jamin?
Scott would be my middle name.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You knew that. It's
I did know that. I just forgot. I think I have the coronavirus.
It's Organize Your Home Office Day. Okay, get to that later. And on this date in 1785, Thomas Jefferson is appointed America's first minister to France, succeeding Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin, who was a very popular figure in France, especially with the lady folk. 1864, Lincoln signed a U.S. grant, a commission into the U.S. Army. Probably a good idea. On this date, 144 years ago, in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell transmitted the first telephone message to his assistants in the next room. "Mr. Watson, come here. I want you," he said. Bell was actually in panic because he had just spilled acid on his clothes. He had just received a patent for the telephone 3 days before.
A patent?
Patent. By the way, it's International Find a Pay Booth or Phone, a Pay Phone or Booth Day.
Wow, good luck with that. I have a thing, it's also National Landline Day.
It is National Landline Day, and I still have one. I got to dust it off every once in a while, but... And when it rings, it's, I like, look.
We have one here.
Yeah, you got a landline there. But I'm talking about at home.
At home, no. Got rid of that a long time.
They're a little rare. 140 years ago in 1880, the Salvation Army arrived in the U.S. after being created in England. On this date in 64, Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel recorded The Sounds of Silence, a song that would become a hit in late 1965. Now our song of the day. It's from summertime 1972. Kind of appropriate because this week we've had the full moon, spectacular full moon out there. Four Americans formed this group in Paris. They called, they went on to form another band you may have heard of called Orleans with Dance With Me. Here's their big one 48 years ago. Everybody's dancing in that full moon light. King Harvest on your timeline.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets up.
King Harvest for you this morning. It was on this date in 77 when astronomers discovered rings around Uranus. So they used a high-powered telescope
to sing that song on the playground.
So they used a high-powered telescope to actually look at Uranus. 1979, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor peaks at number one. That's never going to be our song of the day. 32 years ago on this date, a tragedy in 1988, Andy Gibb, with his heart greatly weakened from years of cocaine abuse, died of an inflammatory heart virus. He was only 30. On this date in 98, Lloyd Bridges died in Westwood, California. He was 85. 5 years ago in 2015, Robin Thicke ordered to pay $7.3 million to the estate of Marvin Gaye for similarities between the song Blurred Lines and his song Got to Give It Up. Birthdays today. Carrie Underwood is 37. John Hamm, he's the guy from, he's Don Draper on Mad Men. A great series. Gosh, he's 49 today.
Smithsonian has a whole exhibit dedicated to Mad Men and that era of Madison Avenue advertising. And
they did it by decade, didn't they? They did 60s, 70s. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Mitch Gaylord. Remember Mitch Gaylord, the kid in the 1984 Olympics? He's 59 now. Sharon Stone is 62. Mrs. Jean Simmons is Shannon Tweed, and she's 63. Chuck Norris, how old today?
Is he 80 yet?
He's 80 today.
Wow.
Dead or alive, Dean from Jan and Dean.
One of them is gone.
So dead or alive?
Alive.
He's alive. Dean Torrance is 80 today.
Wow.
Countdown, St. Patrick's Day, 1 week from today, next Tuesday. Woohoo! 9 days till the vernal equinox as spring begins. Major League Baseball opening day is 15 days away. Easter in 31 days. SEC football in 183 days. And Christmas Day is coming. It's coming in 294 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Here's some old Madison Avenue.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee.
Wow.
You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plate.
The girls.
See you later.
See you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perk. Good as fresh perk.
Yeah, get your husband
I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Hey, great coffee.
Who?
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perk?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office.
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
But I will.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perked. Try it.
Yeah.
No representation is made that the quality of the coffee...
Exactly. We should run a legal disclaimer on that. 6:33 is the time. What's our TV topic today? Stupid stuff we said as a kid?
The stuff we thought about that was really true when we were a kid. That really dumb stuff. I've got a couple of examples.
I got one. I got to come up with at least another. 6:33, when it's time to put your house on the market, mm-hmm. or it's time to buy. Maybe you're renting. If you're paying $900 or $1,000 to rent, you can easily, with mortgage rates, one of the benefits of this rock and roll stock market is that mortgage interest rates are unbelievably low. And you can easily find something, a better place to live, a place you can call your own, a place that will accrue value, become an investment, and give you that first mortgage tax deduction. Eddie Bader can help you find it. Just let him know what your criteria for home, you know, the kind of home that you would like to find, fenced-in yard, whatever it is that you need for that dream house. Eddie will match you up with that. That's why I kind of refer to him as the real estate yent of the River Region, because he's a matchmaker. And when you're selling your home, there's an urgency to that, sometimes extreme urgency because you're being transferred. My friends that have left Maxwell Air Force Base for other destinations and bought a house here, you know, you want to know that somebody is on the job. Eddie, there's no time change with Eddie. He's up at all hours of the days and night working the homes he's trying to sell and working on behalf of the people who are looking to buy or rent. And he works for the Goodson Group. They manage our rental house here in Montgomery. And it's so easy. I get the rent in my bank account every month, and that's it. They take care of all the rest. Reach out to Eddie Bader Realtor, at, I want to make sure I get the right number here, 322-0662, 322-0662. You're better with Bader, Eddie Bader, realtor from the Goodson Group, and look him up on Facebook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Just enough rain to get the windshield wipers going this morning, and there's a, you know, a fairly good amount of rain in central Alabama, none of it heavy. So there'll be on and off scattered showers around today and this evening. In fact, today has the highest probability of rain of any day in the week with today's high 73, but not kind of crazy rainfall amounts at all. Very, very light. Tonight's low 58. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Yeah, they're possible. I've got the probabilities around 40%. The farther north you go in the state, the better the rain chances. High 76. Then upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Risk of some showers, but a small chance. Widely scattered showers. Then upper 70s to perhaps teasing 80 on Saturday, 78 Sunday. Risk of some spotty showers. I guess the better chance would probably be on Sunday. Right now, calm winds, a little bit of light rain or drizzle falling in places. It's 57 at 636.
All right, TV chat coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll see how the roads are moving.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are beginning to get busy, especially on the East Boulevard between the Wetumpka Highway and Wears Ferry Road. Some inbound traffic on the 31s this morning. Also, light and moderate traffic on the Atlanta Highway, Vaughn Road, and Taylor Road, I-65 and 85. We got moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We have no issues on the interstates, no accidents to report to you at this time, but we do have a lot of rain in the forecast today. Some light rain already beginning around the river region this morning. Please use caution wherever you are. Buckle up and slow down just a little bit. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News replay at 637.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After the largest one-day drop in American stock market history, President Trump says he'll work with Congress on measures to ease the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. For example, a payroll tax cut.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
There are more than 700 coronavirus cases reported with 26 deaths in the U.S. There are Democratic Party primary contests in six states today. Joe Biden here at a rally in Michigan.
Every person who's been knocked down, counted out, left behind, this is your campaign.
Bernie Sanders on Fox.
Our campaign is more than just the campaign. We're creating a multiracial, multi-generational political movement.
Tulsi Gabbard, the only other Democrat left in the race now. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, what happened to Tulsi?
It's showtime.
She's still running. They just don't want her to be on the stage because she's not one of them.
Well, they sure have tightened up the field, huh?
Yeah. Yes, they have. It's.
I wonder. They have to keep reminding Biden what he's running for, though.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by
you know.
How dare you?
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper, and thank you, Chancellor.
We can kill all kinds of time with Crazy Joe. At 6:39, what's the dumbest thing you thought as a kid? Join us telepathically in the conversation.
Jay, don't dominate the conversation this time.
Let's try and get a word in, okay?
Okay. Send you to Clinton.
Clinton. Got the special new Dolly song coming up.
She's 75, really?
She's either 72 or 75, but she still wants to be in Playboy. Uh-huh. It may be.
With Rising.
What's the dumbest thing you thought as a kid?
People on Reddit are sharing those answers right now, including things like night is brought about by dark clouds and that grandparents are actually assigned to families.
Oh, that's not a terrible idea, I don't think. Based on his face, I don't know. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
All right, who wants to go first? You got one?
Well, I used to believe a lot of the things that I learned from the Three Stooges, right. Like if you were talking to somebody on the phone and yeah. you poked the mouthpiece, they would get hit in the eyes on the other end.
I've got one, though. So I was in the, I've always liked rock and roll music even as a little kid.
Right.
But I noticed that my dad was into more conservative music and more slower music. And I said, oh.
Your dad,
so,
too, huh?
So when you grow up, the older you get, the crappier the music that you listen to is. So I really think, I really thought you change when you get older, you know, that you would start liking crappy
music.
I'm going
to continue on the music theme.
Okay.
Sure.
My dad, when we'd be in the car, and there'd be a song that I really liked on the radio, and I'd be sitting in the back seat, right when I was really getting into it, the song would all of a sudden, like, fade out. Like,
oh,
it was,
no.
like, the radio, like, they were fading out, going to the next song. And I never realized that he was doing that. He didn't like the song.
Like, so he would just slowly cut it off and move to another station?
Yeah, in the middle of the song, and I would be like, dropping out of the song a little early today.
My dad liked the corniest old stuff, because I remember as a kid riding around with him, and there was one song that would come out, 76 trombones led the big parade. I remember these moments from childhood. Like, Dad, come on, man.
But Dad eventually got really cool. And he started liking all the good stuff.
I remember when he got older, he was a big fan of Annie Lennox.
Yeah?
I was surprised. I said, Pops, that's good, you know?
Yeah.
That you're getting hip.
So, what about you? Can you remember anything, Jay, that you thought was, you know...
This goes way back.
Well, I mean, that's the
way
idea.
Back.
That's the best one.
So I used to think that at some point, because I was a boy, for whatever reason, I used to think at some point as I got older, I'd become a girl.
What?
And that concludes our conversation.
This
Thanks
goes
for
way
joining
back
us this morning.
And I remember asking my mother this.
You can do that now. So
yeah. Well,
when's the change coming?
I said no. I just said, is something supposed to happen or what is the thing? And she said, no, you're a boy and there's girls, and it was just by chance that this is the way it happens.
I'm so curious. What did you think? Like,
I don't remember. I honestly do not remember what spawned it, what made me think that. And I'm talking, this is one of the earliest memories I can think of. So I had to have been like 3 or 4, maybe, thinking this was a thing. I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
You're right. That's really weird.
Like someone said, is it like if you lick your elbow, you can change your older sibling? Have you guys ever heard that? Or did my sister?
No.
Okay, because, well, see,
like
we're
stepping
just,
on a crack,
we're
break
really
your mama's back.
To the
there you go.
A lot of There's, the things wow. that we believe, because I wanted to be able to lick my elbow so that I could change my older sister into an older brother.
What, one time, when I was swallowed.
My sister told me that.
Oh, wow.
Well, now we know why.
I swallowed my gum, and I went to my aunt, because I was staying at my aunt's house that weekend, and I was like, hey, what happens when you swallow
gum,
and she didn't realize that I had done it, and she told me that my stomach sticks together and then falls out of my
body.
Thanks,
Graham.
And I was
thanks,
traumatized.
Oh, my gosh.
Very young, I believed in heat lightning because I heard, adults say that there was heat lightning.
Ugh.
But on a clear night when you saw lightning in the distance, and, of course, there is no such thing as heat lightning. It's a real thunderstorm, but it's over the horizon. But I believed in heat lightning back then.
So did I. Yeah. So at least we both had that moment,
Yeah.
I also ate it. I got mad at my...
It's better if someone agrees.
I got my mother mad once and thought I would kill myself if I ate an ant off the sidewalk, which I did do.
Oh, boy.
And survived.
Oh, my God.
It's been a weird one this morning, guys.
It
I just
sure
heard
is.
Rap.
I thought that all cats were girls and that all dogs were boys.
That's a good one. I like that.
That's a common one, though, right?
That's a good one. I like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have to redeem myself.
That's the one that makes the most sense.
Thank you.
Morning.
I had to
redeem myself. But Jay's still the winner this morning.
Yeah. Weird.
We become girls thanks to Jay.
All right, guys. On that note, we will see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one.
If you want to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, you can tune in Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Now, about this turning into a girl thing, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, I was staying at a daycare in Millbrook.
They teach that stuff there?
No, not at all. This was just a common curiosity that I had, I guess, as a kid. It was not something I dwelled on. The reason it sticks out is because it was so absurd. That's why I remember it. Was that I thought as you got older, I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe I was around women more than I was men growing up.
Yep, maybe.
And maybe that's what I just thought. Oh, look, all these older people are women, and so is this what you grow up to become or whatever?
Do you remember the concept when you were very young, when you realized that everybody's going to die? Life is finite?
Yeah, except when you're a kid, you think you're invincible. All laws apply to everybody else but you.
Right. So far off, but when you realize, I am going to die.
And now I wake up every day glad I didn't.
Right.
Especially this year, with all we've seen. Dolly is 75. Dolly does want to pose for Playboy, and we have a song in the spirit of her. I think that's great. I think that's great that a 75-year-old is proud enough of her body to put it back in a dirty magazine we used to hide in pipes when I was a kid growing up in Chicago.
Pipes or tree stumps.
Yep. I think if we had grown up in the online era, we would have never left the house. But that's just random, rancid speculation on my part. 6:46 is the time. We're back with that Dolly tune in 90 seconds.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, boy, Mac, people think it's dirty. I'll be on the cover like in my 30s, decades older, but I'm looking nice. Gonna turn on all the baby boomers. I might be old, but I'm still a cougar. I'm posing for Playboy at 75. I'm 75. Lot of voluptuous figure. I am still alive. So I'm taking sexy pictures, arousing old guys. My photos are like Viagra. I'm a whole lot older, like a sexy grandma.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, the corona craziness, in some instances, I think, is justifiable. Jeopardy will no longer tape with a live studio audience.
I saw that.
But that's to protect Alex Trebek.
Because of his weakened immune system.
Yes.
But also, Wheel of Fortune, same company.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I wonder if it's the same studio.
Well, same lot, but not the same
yeah,
studio.
Yeah, so maybe they're still doing it for him just to, yeah.
We still have 546 cases of this thing in our country. And the NBA is now talking about nobody attending their games.
Yeah, I saw that.
Coronavirus is taking over our lives, and soon the NBA will hold games without anyone in the stands. Between periods, get psyched for the T-shirt cannon. And to help get your home team psyched to play, our janitorial staff will help cheer them on. Charge! It's the NBA with no crowd. Catch it before you catch the coronavirus.
Stephen King, who has been a little wacky, did come out and protest that people are comparing the coronavirus to his book, The Stand. He said, coronavirus is not anywhere near as serious. It's eminently survivable. Keep calm and take all reasonable precautions.
Jay, did you see the latest concert casualty? Coachella
moved
till October.
Well, it's older.
It's a big deal.
Some of these things that they've canceled are threatening to continue them the next year. Some of these things make money off the ones that they do so that they can pay for the one next year.
Of course.
And if they don't do it in a year,
they
lose that revenue. It becomes harder to do the next year.
I really wish people would think this through a little more carefully.
Nobody wants to be the event that causes a massive whatever.
Outbreak of corona. Well, somehow 1.6 million got the swine flu in 2009. The death rate was no worse than any other flu. In fact, this flu season has been less deadly than in past years. I think the number is still below 20. I mean, I don't want to see anybody die. Don't get me wrong here. We're talking statistics. And I'm sorry. I'm in the camp that says it's become a political football. Let's see. Got a list of, I think I'll save this for later, but 15 pop culture moments that happened exactly 10 years ago. That kind of deserves its own.
I did glance at that this morning in the middle of the night. Yeah.
There was a celebrity passing. In fact, if we were playing Dead or Alive, I would have thought he was dead.
Are you teasing us now?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm teasing the story.
Right, you know what I mean?
Hey, you think the coronavirus is bad? How about Satan? Max van Sydow passed away at the age of 90, and the surprise in that is he seemed very old in the movie.
There's a little fact about that.
Now, which movie would I know him from?
Exorcist.
Oh, that's the why you're playing two movies.
Yeah.
That was 47 years ago.
Okay. He was 40-something years old when he played that role, and they actually had to put makeup on him to make him look older.
Yeah.
It also not necessarily hurt his career, but he got passed over on roles because people thought he was
that age.
He thought he was older. Like, no, we don't want Max. He's an older looking gentleman. We need to get somebody who's younger. But it was the makeup that they had used in The Exorcist when he was like 44.
Yeah. Have you taken the TikTok flip the switch challenge?
I have not yet.
Been busy, eh?
Haven't got to TikTok yet today.
Barry Bonds is feeling sorry for himself because he got a death sentence.
He's only two more years left
of Hall of Fame eligibility. And guess what, Barry? You cheated. You made a mockery of all the records with your giant head. I wouldn't expect that to change.
Go have dinner with Pete.
Yeah, and take Roger Clemens with you, too, because he ain't getting in either. Charles Barkley is selling his Olympic gold medal and other memorabilia to build houses in Alabama in Leeds, where he grew up.
Huh.
Affordable housing. There's about 30 properties that used to be nice homes when he was a kid. Now they're eyesores. He's going to change all that. Good
I'm
for him.
Do that.
Is there anything on TV worth watching? Ellen's Game of Games. Yeah.
Well, tonight it's all election results.
Oh, that's right. Super Tuesday, mini two. But it's 11, and they're not exactly as
exciting. I wonder if I have another one of these tonight, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
They've actually been limiting his speaking.
Yes, and they're doing a sit-down debate at the request of his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the plan, gang. Real quick, I'll sum it up for you. He'll get the nomination. It's his vice president. Because once he's in office, they'll invoke the 25th Amendment or something. And so that's how to follow that.
He doesn't do any talk shows either. The Sunday talk shows. Have you noticed how many times he's been on the Sunday talk shows?
I mean, his handlers? Campaign staff, they pulled him away from that stuff. Like that. Well, yeah.
All right, if you haven't heard it yet, don't miss the bread and milk guy back with the coronavirus. We finally found out who it is. Vic DiBattista is his name. And he cut...
Irish guy.
Yeah. I got to remember where I put here.
Got to get the bread and milk.
You know, we pull him out.
Got to get the bread and milk.
Yeah. Whenever there's a storm. He's done a new one for the coronavirus.
We haven't used him in that capacity.
Since maybe that storm in 2018, January 17th, 2018.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. But he's also the video. I believe I put it on Facebook yesterday. It's very, very funny. 656, what's not funny is walking into a room in your house and noticing discoloration in your ceiling. And your heart sinks because you think, oh, man, please don't tell me I have to have my roof replaced. I can't afford that right now. That is a major expense. But most of the time that happens, it's not a situation that requires roof replacement. Houses settle as they age. Little cracks develop. And a hard-driving or wind-driven rain can get under a shingle, make it through that crack, and then turn up as a stain in the house. That's what it is, almost 99% of the time. Jones Brothers traces the source of the leak. They reseal that area to make sure it doesn't happen a second time and dispatch a touch-up painter to make that ugly stain go away, and that's it. But Jones Brothers does so much more than roof repair and roof replacement. Screened-in patios with a roofing substance that reflects the heat back into the sky. Energy-efficient windows and doors, if you're ready for those. And so much more. We've had them install screen doors on our house, and we've had them out three times over the years to do the stain repair situation. And eventually we're going to need a roof, and guess who's going to do that for us? Jones Brothers. The Creole family is absolutely awesome. Call them at 800-264-8009 or admire their entire portfolio of accomplishment at jbroof.com. It's March the 10th, Landline Day. We'll celebrate that and more an hour from now. Right after the first break of the hour, random facts followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question with new specials that end today and start tomorrow.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Don't forget, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed this morning. It will remain closed for a while. Dozier Road is still flooded. In the Montgomery area, we are seeing a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. But as of right now, the earlier problems we have already been moved out of the way very quickly this morning. And things are moving very fine. Light to moderate traffic through the downtown Montgomery on the interstates. The boulevards are looking good. Got some congestion at all of the major intersections. Sections Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway are building this morning, and we're already seeing congestion at Jasmine Hill and Redland Road on the Wetumpka Highway. Folks coming around from Emerald Mountain to get into the city this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. Rain is on the way. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's